Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, will start off, actually just one game from yesterday, and that was a tough one against Morehill Mount, a pretty good Ravens team. You guys fall in that one 42-31. Your overall thoughts?
You know, we couldn't get the ball to go through the hoop. And credit their defense. They do a really good job of, you know, speeding you up offensively, and I felt like that affected lots of our shots. We weren't set. We kind of just were throwing it up there quick, and we couldn't finish around the rim, which, you know, they've got some length and some athletic guys that alter your shots, and, you know, in the end, that was really the thing that killed us the most. We just couldn't find a way to get the ball to go through the hoop.
And Coach, you kind of alluded to it briefly. Is it more of your shot selection, maybe your lack of ability to move the ball around the perimeter, their tough defense? What was it about your offense that wasn't able to get going?
I felt like we were too sped up as far as when it comes to shooting. We weren't getting ourselves our feet set, which, you know, usually tends to not go good for you shooting if you're not set. And honestly, I think it had a lot to do more with their defensive pressure, probably more than anything. That, and, you know, we're not real big, and so around the rim, we got to really use our bodies to finish, and I felt like we got stuck kind of under it too much, and, you know, they either blocked it or altered the shots where we missed, and then they got all the rebounds, too, so that didn't help.
You guys defensively put up a pretty big game, though. You guys only allowed 42 points. What were some things that were working right on the defensive side of the ball?
Really, we were talking pretty well. We did a good job. Our on-ball defense was really good. We weren't letting them get, you know, to the rim like they wanted to. We made them settle for jumpers. I thought we rebounded good for the circumstances that we kind of had, but honestly, that was more of our communication defensively and, you know, keeping them out of the lane.
And Coach, you guys now take on a Pleasant Ridge team that you beat earlier all the way back on January 13th. Well, I guess it wasn't that far long ago, about 3 weeks, but I feel like a long time ago. But
yeah.
You guys take them on the road this time. What are some keys to success coming up tomorrow?
We gotta do a good job of moving the ball. I feel like we're getting it. It's kind of sticking, especially on the perimeter. We're not cutting like we should, and then when we do, we're not looking for the cutters. I just feel like if we run our offense like we should, we get good looks. That's, to me, that's the most important thing. And then defensively, we just got to keep doing what we've kind of been doing. We need to do a little better job on the glass. Without Trenton, who was our leading rebounder and scorer, we got to figure out ways to make up those points and those rebounds. That's going to be one thing we got to make sure we get better at.
So you guys have at Pleasant Ridge coming up on Thursday, and then at McLeod on Friday, and then followed it up at JC on Tuesday. So when the next time I get to talk to you, you'll have three games in the books that we'll get to talk about. So look forward to that, and I appreciate you dropping on by here today, and best of luck in those three games.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Oskaloosa boys head basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold ahead of a tough slate all on the road this upcoming week. Appreciate him for dropping by. It's been brought to you today by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home.